It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome. I'm Stacy.
I'm Lynn.
And let's get safe.
Yes, please.
Let's discuss things safely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a new year.
Yes.
Holidays finally over.
Thank goodness.
And, yeah. Okay, don't you feel bad saying that, though?
I do feel a little bit bad, and I do feel bad when you... Oh, no, Remy's shaking his head. No,
no.
Our producer is not...
He doesn't feel bad. I feel bad because I don't want it to be over.
Right. Well, I feel like we rush all through it, and I feel like already on, like, December 1st, I'm wishing it was December 26th, and that's what makes me feel bad. But then after it's over, then I'm sad.
Oh, yeah. I'm the opposite because I have a child living out of state now. So I'm always looking forward to her coming home. So I'm gearing up for December 21st. And then I try to slow those days down.
Nice.
And got sick this time, which was terrible. So I didn't get to spend as much time.
Well, that's probably why you're sad.
Yes, awesome. Exactly. Because I feel like I missed some of it because,
of sickness.
Yes. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about... We're talking about gratitude, actually.
Right.
And how well we have taught it to our children or not.
Or not. Okay, I thought I did.
Okay, your birthday is in December.
Yes.
Happy belated birthday, by
the way. Thank
you. And so tell everybody what happened.
Well, we took my son to dinner. He lives...
On your birthday.
On my birthday.
You drove out and took him to dinner.
Yes, where he goes to college.
Just clarifying.
Yes, we did. And he met us there, and it was a great dinner. Nice to spend time with him. But afterwards, I was a little bummed that he didn't even get me a card. I don't expect a gift. Don't expect much. But a card, when I know what he is capable of doing and getting in the city he lives in, you know?
Yeah.
He's out and about all the time.
He could have made a card.
He could have made a card. That would have meant the world to me. I don't even need him to buy a card, but he's a smart kid. He's got a notebook.
Exactly.
He could have written something. I don't care. But, and then we just left, and I just thought, not even a card? I don't know. And then I felt bad. Like, I haven't told him that. I didn't tell him that I felt bad, and because I didn't want to make him feel bad. And then I started thinking, what do we moms do every day?
So you didn't want to make him feel bad about
me feeling bad
about making his mother feel bad.
Yes.
Okay. What? Let's put it this way. What if he had a girlfriend,
right?
And he told you that his girlfriend's parents came and took them out to dinner for his girlfriend's birthday. And you casually said, oh, what did you get your girlfriend for her birthday? And he said nothing. And you said, but you got her a card, right? And he said, no.
I would be mortified.
Exactly.
Right.
You wouldn't let him get away with that.
No. So you're actually saying I should tell him how bad I feel to help my future daughter-in-law out.
Or
right now.
Anybody else in
exactly.
his life.
Exactly. Right.
Because, yes, we teach our children how to treat other people in their lives.
Well, but that's the problem. I thought I did.
I know, right?
Yeah. So
when is our work done? Darn it.
I feel like after this, did it ever even start? Like, what have I done wrong? I taught him, write thank you notes. Always, you know, say thank you. I used to do this thing where he thought it was ridiculous and his friends would crack up. But if we got to a restaurant and he didn't open the door for me, I would just stand in front of it. And they'd still be talking, not catching on to what I was doing. And then I remember this perfectly, is one friend's like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, and he holds the door open for me. I said, do you see this? This is what a gentleman does. This is what you do.
Good for you. I love that.
Right. I did that kind of stuff all the time.
And yet,
I don't get a birthday card.
That is disappointing.
So, but I'm
probably
saying, like,
is the mildest way to put it without cussing.
Well, I will tell you something I did not tell you earlier, but I thought it was funny. I kind of wanted to save it for the show today.
Oh, goody.
So you posted on our Facebook page what this upcoming show is going to be about.
And I did not. And go to our Facebook page. It's Not Just You. That's what it's called on Facebook. There's a couple other different ones, but there's a picture of Lynn and I on there. So,
and I purposely did not post it because I didn't want Kenny to see it.
Oh, that's funny. But
guess
he saw
what?
It.
He saw it.
Good.
So I'm sitting at the table
You're
with him.
Welcome.
This week. Right. And he looks right up at me, goes, oh, and his face looks a little like shocked. And he goes, when were you going to tell me about this? And you know what I said? Stacy wrote that.
Nice. You're lucky I don't mind being thrown under the bus. I've been there. I've got the tire tracks to prove it.
And he just went, mm-hmm. And then he kept reading it, like read it again. Didn't say anything.
Did he get it? Did he apologize?
No.
Did he? Because after I got to tell you, and I think I told you this before, maybe, I don't know. I was very congested over the holidays. I do not remember exactly what mm-hmm. I said to whom. I'm just putting that out there right now. If I repeat myself, it's the sinus infection. But when you told me that story, I was talking to my son after Christmas, who is 18. And let's just say these are teenage boys.
Yeah.
So,
well, actually, my son just turned 20 yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. He's a young man. Mine just turned 18. He's still a senior mm-hmm. in high school. But after you told me that story, I was in his room one night chatting with him as he was getting ready to go to sleep. And I just said, hey, did you have a nice Christmas? And he said, yeah. And wasn't it fun to have Alicia home? And yes. And we were talking about things. And I said, did you get me anything for Christmas? Because I don't remember seeing a package from you, you know, that said to mom from Bo. Because in our house, this is what we do. Like I know he doesn't make any money. So I sat down with him like a couple of weeks before Christmas and said, these are a couple of things I thought your dad would like. Is there something you feel like he would like to get from you? And then I buy it. And of course, I wrap it because right. he's an 18-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
But he does write out the label, you know, and he knows that's what he got his dad. So that's how I help him with that now. Now, doing that, wouldn't you think the boy would go to his father and at least say, hey, what am I getting mom?
Right.
Which would be the question he would ask and exactly how he would ask it. But apparently it did not get asked. And he was decent enough to be embarrassed when I asked him. And he's mm-hmm. like, I don't know. He's like, I kind of was thinking this is my last year of not getting gifts for people on my own.
Which nice.
I was grateful that he'd thought of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because my daughter, who is 23, comes home to visit with a suitcase full of gifts for everybody.
See?
And very thoughtful gifts. And that is something she does well. So I do kind of feel bad for him because she is just so good at that. He's never going to be as good as she
right,
is.
Right, but you would still be really happy if Bo got you a rock and painted it with your initials on it. I mean,
exactly.
It has to be something so, it can be something so small.
Exactly.
It's because it is a boy.
Yes.
Sometimes they're not going to be as creative with the gift giving
or
as
just
the daughters.
Just a card, anything.
Just a card.
Yeah.
And I'm sure my son will hear this
uh-huh.
at some point in his life. And think that, you know, I'm putting this on him, but it's like what we talked about at the beginning. I'm putting it on myself right now because I'm wondering after you brought up about him having a girlfriend, if he didn't give her a card, I would be mm-hmm. mortified by that. So really when I'm doing another disservice by not telling him
exactly
because it's not helping him in later in life, whether it be his mother-in-law's birthday, right?
Yeah, and it's funny because I used to get very upset with my husband's parents, who I think put a lot of pressure on their children to remember things. It always bothered me that my in-laws got upset if their children forgot their wedding anniversary.
Okay.
The parents' wedding anniversary. And I'm like, that's got nothing to do with the kids. The kids weren't there when they got married. Like, why do they? And they would get very upset. But it did ingrain in both of them. Neither of them miss a birthday, anything.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, well done then.
You know? Right. Like, well, speaking of that, I have a funny story that instilled in me the importance of remembering anniversaries and birthdays
okay.
and all that kind of good stuff. So I have two older brothers and a younger sister. And it was my parents' anniversary coming up. And my brothers, who were not old enough to drive, rode their bikes up to the store
mm-hmm.
and got a card, and we were all so excited that my older brothers, you know, got, and this is going to be so special. And my dad gets home from work, we're giving him the card, you know, and so my brothers picked it out and signed it from all of us. And my dad opened the card at the dinner table that night, and they had gotten him them a sympathy card instead of an anniversary card. But it has been such a memory that, like, so every year, I mean, I think about that. So it's like, you
please tell me your family continued to get them sympathy cards
I wish that did happen, and that would have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been.
Oh my gosh, it would have been great. But unfortunately, that we did not do that.
Oh,
but the memory
missed.
Oh my gosh, totally missed. But it was so funny, and it just, you know what the point to me was? It didn't even matter that it was a sympathy card. They just liked the fact so much that we all were so excited to give them a card, and that my brothers had ridden their bikes up to the store.
Yeah,
and you know, it goes back to the very simple saying. I think we heard it earlier today. It's just the thought that counts.
It is the thought that counts. And it's funny, though. I read this study, or I saw that there was a study last week that said if you teach children between 24 and 48 months old, so basically between the ages of two. No, it said, the study said children between the age of 2 and 4 who are given tasks to do to help out around the house are more helpful when they're older. I know. So
information
now,
I could have used 18 years ago.
Well, okay, but they, like my oldest, because my kids are 5.5 years apart. So, of course, my oldest, you know, she would see me doing things. And I remember one time giving her a squirt bottle of, she wanted to clean the sliding glass door.
Okay.
And she would go through half a bottle of Windex. So we just gave her a squirt bottle full of water, and she would stand there and wash that door for like half a day at a time. It was awesome. but my son never was interested in that type of thing. He did other stuff, and I didn't think to do it. And now I'm kicking myself,
right,
going, why didn't I make it just one thing to do? Would that have helped? Would that have made a difference? Would he be a different boy today?
But you know, you just hit on something that I think a lot about. You know, I can't go back in time.
Yeah.
So what can I do now?
What can we do now?
What can we do now? Because we still are responsible at some degree for these human beings, whether they be 20 years old or 10 years old.
Well, and it's okay. So let's bring this up. Remy, our producer, was telling us before the show, and his child is obviously much younger than ours, but
yes,
I'm still going to steal this and use it for my older children,
good,
my older son who needs it, that when there's a member of his family who has a birthday or something coming up, he says he buys a blank card and gives it to the child. So he goes and gets the card. The child's not responsible for getting it, but he gives the card and tells them, you sign this, you fill it out, you write the sentiment, which I think is great training and well done.
Yes,
Remy.
Well done.
Yes.
And I think he also still does it himself for his mom.
Yes.
Which is awesome. So, I mean, think of that. I would love right now to get a handwritten, like a blank card that my son got, and he hand wrote something in it, or my daughter. I mean, those are keepers.
Those are
the ones you keep. I even keep, in the past when I've gotten just a Hallmark card where they just sign their name, I keep it. They just sign their name.
I know. I have a lot. I just was looking through a cabinet the other day that I obviously need to clean out, but there was a Mother's Day card in there that somebody had made with crayon.
Aw.
I know. And I still have my son in preschool made a corsage with tissue paper.
Yeah.
It's like on a...
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure he did very little of the work because I remember him in preschool.
Right.
But I still have that darn corsage.
See? That's all we need. It's just a little paper corsage, and we're holding on to it forever.
Exactly.
We just went through because we're moving, and we're constantly purging all the time. So this weekend was another purge, and we found a bunch of handwritten things that Grace had done in school. And we were cracking up laughing about, like, it was to her dad or to me. But the things she had written were priceless.
Yes.
Like, if there was a fire and there was nothing else I could save, I would save this box of the stuff we found. Because it's those kind of things that, you know, mean something. Not all this other junk we have in life. You know, all this other stuff that weighs
us
down.
Okay, so speaking of your daughter, what about her for your birthday and the holidays?
Well, there was a card from her. Now, I'm sure her dad maybe picked it out, but she wrote in it, and it was very nice.
The Remy method,
yes,
which we're calling that now.
Yes, the Remy method. Yes, it's going to go international.
It is. It's taking off. So your son who's away, so when he lived at home, did he do the card that maybe your
They would always sign a card that I'm sure their dad picked out.
Okay.
But I will tell you, there's been, and I don't want to miss any, but I believe there's been two times that there has been a super, like, awesome gift that was from them. And it has, like, I think, I'm not even a crier. I think it made me, both times I cried. One was when my son was a senior in high school. So it was May of that year. So he was graduating. It was Mother's Day. And he found and bought these lamps that are like conducted through Wi-Fi or whatever. He gets one, I get one. And every time I press mine or he presses his, the other one turns on. So you know that they're thinking of you.
Is crazy.
I thought I had to go back to bed. I literally was in, like, when they brought the gifts in my bedroom, I literally was like, could I have 5 minutes?
Yes.
I was crying, crying.
And he found that on his own?
On his own. This year, last year, 2018 for Mother's Day, my daughter shocked me beyond belief. She bought me one of those books that you fill in, you know, why I love my mom. And it'll say, I love when she cooks this the most, or I love her stories about blank. Everything's a blank and you fill it in like 20.
And she did fill it in.
She filled the whole thing in.
That's adorable.
So we got back. She gave it to me on vacation.
Okay, so let's, not to interrupt, because we're talking about the problem.
Yeah.
And also how to solve it.
Right.
So did you, when you got that book, did you tell your daughter how much that meant to you?
100%. And not just that day. I keep telling her. I bring it up all the time.
Okay, so on the other side of that, now do you worry that she feels like she may never find anything that good again, so she can't compete with that, so she's not even going to try? Because that would be my son.
Right. No, I don't see her
doing like that.
No, okay. I think you could tell she was pretty proud of herself. I mean, you could tell by her face that she knew how much it meant to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that is a way, obviously, you know, the positive reinforcement.
Right. Yep.
Is, you know, when they do something, point it out.
Right.
And thank them. And like for last year for Mother's Day, my son was away at school. My daughter was in another city. And I think my husband coordinated this, but still, both of the kids did it and got it to him. They both held up a sign in the exact same font that said Happy Mother's Day.
Aww.
And sent the pictures to my husband, who printed them out and put them in a frame for
me. What?
Yes.
That's awesome.
So, and in fact, my daughter said, I was really surprised that Bo, you know, like I sent it to him, the exact same one I use, but he printed it out and he had somebody take the picture for him.
Good.
I know.
See, and all that's free, except for the frame.
Which their dad paid for.
Right. All
of
that was free.
It was a little bit of effort.
Right. Effort. That's a big one. But, you know, going back to what we talked about earlier, you said between 2 and 4, you know, that's when... Yeah. Kids can learn things. And we were saying, well, how can we teach them now? You just touched on it, though. Positive reinforcement works with so much.
Yes.
Even as at my age.
Yeah.
North of 40. way north of 40.
Are you talking Upper Peninsula?
Okay, yes, I am. And you know I'm not good at geography, but I know that one's right. So anyways, that even works with me. At my age, as I'm sure it does you.
Oh, yeah.
Because we do so much. And I was just with someone, my business partner today, who was talking about feeling unappreciated by someone that, you know, we do business for, and that we had made a bunch of changes for this person, but it's so unappreciated. I mean, and that, I think, goes through all facets of life, right?
Yes.
You feel that way? But even at my age, if in work, in personal life, if you just get a little bit positive reinforcement, it means so much. You want to keep doing it. You want to keep getting that positive reinforcement.
Yes. I don't know. Have you ever met people who don't respond to positive reinforcement?
No, that's what I'm saying. But I didn't look at it that way. Like I wasn't.
Oh, I see.
Right. Like at this age, instead of being down on that, I should really build up the good things that are going on, like really do more of that. And then I'll get more of it. And maybe when they sign the card before, I should be like, you signed a card. I mean, something that brings more attention to how good it is rather than feeling bad and not saying anything.
Instead of going in the room and saying, so did you get me something for Christmas?
I looked all over the tree.
Didn't
four
see
more
anything
times
that said to mom from Bo, but maybe I missed it.
Maybe it's in your room. Did you forget? Yeah. That's what I did, but there was nothing still. That's a whole nother thing. But yeah, so positive reinforcement, though, I think even at any age can work. And he's going to hear this. Like I said, he already saw what you posted on Facebook. I'm sure it's probably already made some sort of an impression on him that hopefully will not happen again.
So we'll have to revisit this after, of course, the next big thing is Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. We'll find out then, like, what
yes.
really sticks.
It feels like how much pressure is, like, if they were to listen to this before Mother's Day. Like, no pressure there, Kenny, Bo.
I know, right?
Right.
Like, no pressure. Although, it's funny, you're reminding me of a story, and it's the opposite, but it just goes to show the power of reinforcement or enforcement or reaction.
Yeah.
When I first met my husband, great at buying gifts. Like, he's so good at it. Never got a card with a gift. And I don't know why it bothered me, because I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know. But I guess I noticed it. So I was like, this is so weird. Okay. 6-7 years into our marriage, we're at his parents' house, and his mother is telling me this story about how when they first moved to Michigan, they had no money. His dad was traveling for work. She's trying to stretch the budget until his next paycheck. And they were going into the grocery store, and she's got like a limited amount of money. And she gave my husband, her son, $1.50 to go next door to the drugstore and buy her a pair of, remember those legs pantyhose?
Remember them.
Yeah, you're wearing them right now.
I am.
Okay. Well, first of all, sending a 9-year-old boy to the drugstore to buy legs pantyhose. No one, there's issues.
Right.
But besides that, it was her birthday. So he's like a 9-year-old boy, and he goes into the drugstore, and it's his mom's birthday, and he sees cards. So instead of buying the pantyhose, he spends the $1.50 on a card.
Oh.
Buys the card, signs it, gives it to her. She yelled at him for buying a card instead of the pantyhose, which I understand, she was on a budget, there's stress. But at the same time, I remember hearing this story and looked at her and said, you're the reason I never get a card.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And I'm also, here's a whole nother show. So I can picture Stacey getting this beautiful jeweled necklace. Elliot's so excited about giving her, and she's looking all around, shaking the box.
Where's the card?
Where's the card?
I realize you spent $4,000 on that necklace.
No card?
Huh. Where's the $2 card? No, it was very interesting, though. And he does do cards now.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And he does them well.
But he had a reason. It's kind of scarred him from a young age.
And he was sitting there for that conversation, and he probably would never admit that changed his behavior. And maybe it was just me nagging him for years that made him start to get cards. I don't know. I'm an excellent nagger. But he does do that now.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I just thought that was so interesting.
I would have loved him to make a homemade card out of a Hanes pantyhose box.
Well, no, it wasn't.
I know what you're talking about. Those
eggs,
containers.
Those legs.
Oh, the legs.
That's what it was.
In the eggs. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
That's hilarious. Anyway,
okay. So I hate it when people do this, but I think we need to do it. I think 2019 needs to be the year of positive reinforcement.
Yes. I just wrote that down.
I feel like my son is going to be out there in the world soon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a nice, empathetic, thoughtful boy. He's very good at thanking people. He can show his gratitude so well verbally.
Right.
He's a verbal kid.
Okay.
But he needs to learn other skills besides just verbal.
Right.
And that is my job this year.
Mine too.
Is to teach those children. Of course, we want to hear what you think, what you've done that works or doesn't. You can find us on Facebook at It's Not Just You. You can text us 248-387-9616. We're also on Twitter at Stacey and Lynn. And we're going to put our topics out there every week, let you know what we're talking about. We would love to hear some feedback. We'd love to hear what you're doing. We're not saying we're the experts. We're saying we're trial and error.
Right. We've been through it.
We're trying it all, and we're erroring it all.
Right. Yes. But we're going to help you so you don't have to error.
And we would love you to help us and help each other.
Yes.
We do need to help each other. I'm tired of judging people. I'm tired of judging my own children.
Yeah, and I'm tired of judging myself every second of every day.
Exactly.
It's
darn
exhausting.
If I'd made him wipe down the sliding glass door when he was two, I'd
look
have gotten a Christmas
be.
Present.
Right. All goes back to that darn sliding door.
Good job, Stace. Way to screw that up. Okay, well, we'll be back next week. Again, we'd love to hear from you. Twitter at Stacey and Lynn, 248-387-9616. And chat with us on Facebook. It's Not Just You.